This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 16th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 30. It says there, "The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes, and in the wilderness." End of quote. When the Lord asks you to do something, he prompts you to do it based on his great ability and power, not yours. You remember the Lord provided the leader and performed many miracles before the Pharaoh of Egypt, and then delivered the children of Israel from their bondage there. When they were sandwiched between the Red Sea and the army of Pharaoh, it is the Lord who told Moses to lift his staff and stretch out over the sea to divide the sea so that they could cross over it through a dry land. The Lord gave them food in the wilderness from heaven called the manna, and he quenched their thirst. Why did he do it all? Because it was his efficacious and supernatural power that was with the children of Israel. To fulfill his promises, he made it to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listen, it was not their ability and power, but it was the Lord's. The only thing they had to do was to put feet to their faith and trust in the promise of the Lord. Later, when they came to Kadesh Barnea, the Lord God placed the promised land before them. That time, Moses, the servant of the Lord, asked them to go up and possess the land according to the promises the Lord has spoken to their forefathers. He also said to them, "Do not fear or be dismayed." The people made up their mind to send a few spies to look the land first, to check it out before they're going in. Moses approved that suggestion. However, the majority of the spies, when they came back, gave a bad report. You see, do not think the majority opinion is always correct, especially when it comes to the spiritual matters. In this case, only two spies, Joshua and Caleb, reported the land was good and did not be afraid God would give the land to them. That's what they said. But they had to pay a high price for the truth they stood for. They ended up wandering in the wilderness for the next 40 more years. You see, sometimes holding for the truth cost dearly. And the rest of the spies were afraid and terrified because the people living in the land were bigger and taller than them, and the cities were large and fortified well up to heaven. The spies also reported they saw the sons of Anakim there. Moses said to them not to get shocked and do not get afraid. He reminded that it is the Lord who goes before them, and he is the one who would fight for them. He even told them how the Lord delivered them from Egypt and carried them up to this point. However, the people who listened to the bad report would not listen to Moses. They were all struck by fear. They doubted and even grumbled against the Lord because they were convinced that it is an impossible task for them, and so why should they even try? Yes, God asked them to do a humanly impossible and a gigantic task. However, it was he who was going to do it, not them. Bible says they did not trust the Lord their God who made that promise to them. Beloved, maybe you missed a couple of opportunities in the past due to doubt and fear. I hope you never miss another God's opening when it knocks at your door to do his will and plan on this planet Earth. If God wants you to do something for him, he will give you a vision and a strong desire in your heart. He will provide the needed strength and energy. Whatever the Lord asks you to do will be according to the word of God in the Bible. He will never ask you to do something contrary to the words recorded in the Bible. If it is according to the word of God, and he placed a burden in your heart, and it requires more than your ability and strength, then you may want to move forward, understanding it is not at all your ability or power that is required for the task ahead. It is the Lord who is going to accomplish it with his power. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for your counsel that the Lord who goes before me will fight for me. When you ask me to do something for you, I must trust you and move with you in action, understanding it is your power, not my ability, that will make it possible. I believe in your promise, Lord. I am ready to do what you ask me to do, to do your will. Give me more faith and trust in you and your words recorded in the pages of the Bible. I trust in your strength and power, although I am weak and powerless. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.